I still remember when I used to provide an unlimited number of revisions to my design clients, and my clients at a time would really take advantage of that. You know, when you have files like final, final two, new final two, new final, final five, that's what happens when you don't implement the right strategies. In my branding and design agency, we almost never have revisions anymore. And it's all because of the systems and processes that we implemented to reduce the changes clients were requesting. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandel, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. So, reducing the number of revisions. As designers, we all know that revisions can eat up our time, energy, and ultimately impact our profitability. So let's talk about some strategies that can help us minimize those never-ending change requests from our clients and create a smoother design process. I want to start talking about understanding client expectations. And sometimes we might even think that they expect one thing while they expect something else. So it's very important for us to communicate with them as often as possible. But one of the things that helped me in my branding and design agency to almost like completely like remove the revisions and people asking me to make changes to any designs that we develop is implementing the brand strategy. So brand strategy is a long-term plan for your client's success. And that doesn't mean that you have to have a brand strategy within your business, but some parts of the brand strategy are absolutely necessary if you want to reduce the number of revisions. So what's included in the brand strategy? Brand strategy includes their mission, vision, their core values, their ideal client, what they're trying to achieve, and things like that. And all of that, some designers would have in a questionnaire, which is totally fine if that's what you want to do. But you have to know as much as possible about your client's business if you're in the brand and web design industry, because you can't just design a nice looking, you know, logo or a website or a flyer if it's not going to work for your client. And also, they will have different expectations from those designs than what you may think that they want. You know, when they say that they're looking for a logo design or a website design, they're actually looking to make more sales. They're looking for more clients. They want to grow their business. So the first step in reducing the number of revisions is really to establish clear communication and manage client expectations from the very beginning. And the best way to do that is truly understanding their business. And once you know a lot about their business, you will still ask them if they have any color preferences, any typography or visual references, and or any specific design elements they prefer or maybe dislike. And I know that as designers, we are the experts and we should tell them what they should have and what they shouldn't have. But by asking them these kind of questions, you will understand what they're looking for, and then you can either educate them and move them in a different direction, or you can design what they're looking for. That's up to you. And I'll actually give you an example from what happened last year. No, not last year. It happened like a few years ago, But basically, one of our clients really wanted a specific logo design where we thought, after we completed the brand strategy, we thought that that logo is not going to align with their ideal customers. So we told them, we don't want to design that. We actually don't think that that's a good idea. But of course, we said it all this like in a nicer way. We explained why that design, that logo design, wouldn't be good for his customers and why that wouldn't attract his customers. And then once we, you know, went back to that document, to the brand strategy document, we explained, so this is your ideal target. They are younger and you're looking for this that's a little bit like older feel. And, you know, it's just like very important to communicate to your clients as much as possible in order to design something that they will like at the end. Even if they have some specific elements or some specific like preferences, you can make changes to that or explain why that's not going to be the best idea for their design, for their business. They're not designers. They don't know. So it's on you to actually educate them. And that's another thing that I want to talk about is educating your clients. It's not their fault that they don't know. And often actually happens that they simply don't even know what they want. And that's okay. It's on you. You're the creative director. You are the designer. You have to figure out what is that that's going to work for your client. It's not on them to tell you what to design. And even when they do, you still have to figure out and see if that is the best option for their design business. So to reduce really the revisions, you have to set expectations from, you know, there have to be like almost like an agreement of what you two are looking for, what you want to do for their business, what they're looking for, and then how you can develop like effective designs. When it comes to that like design process or the finals, I also want to talk about that you have to have an efficient design process. So now that you've set the stage and you talk to the client and you understand who their ideal customer is, what they're looking for, how the logos needs to look like, how the website needs to look like, how flyers and whatever is that that you're designing, let's move on to the streamlining your design process to reduce the number of revisions. And that would be by developing and creating, designing mood boards and style guides. So mood boards or style guides are something that clients will either say yes or no to. It's usually like a collage. You would put a lot of like colors and fonts and you would develop like two or three different mood boards. At least that's what we do in my branding and design agency. And then clients would be able to choose from. So they will choose a mood board, which is basically a design direction. And then from there, you will be able to develop the designs that they really need. So if you, let's say you designed a couple of mood boards, they all look luxury, but one is maybe like soft, one is maybe like mid-century, one is, I don't know, like modern luxury, like really contemporary. And then from there, they will choose one of the mood boards that they believe would fit their ideal client the most. And then from there, you're gonna design something. So these mood boards serve as a reference point and allow clients to provide feedback at an early stage. It's very, very important to have these mood boards before you start designing anything. So by gaining approval on the overall visual direction before diving into detailed designs, you can minimize the need for major changes later on. And then instead of, the other thing is that when you're working with a client, instead of presenting the final designs like all at once, let's say you're working on a website design. So instead of presenting all the pages at once, like all 7 pages that you had to design, the best approach is if you design a homepage and then show them that and then move on to the about page and maybe even like section by section. That way you are really reducing the number of revisions because you're putting your client inside the project. They can see what you're working on and they can provide feedback early on. If they Maybe they will even tell you, oh, I really love this font in the mood board, but now when I see it on the website, like it just doesn't fit, doesn't feel right. And then you can work on adjustments or explaining why you chose that font so that they can understand that you're right. So share your work in progress with your clients at different stages, like seeking feedback and making adjustments along the way. This allows really for early like corrections and changes and reduces the likelihood of significant revisions at the end. And encourage client like involvement, like you want them to give you feedback. So encourage them to give you some feedback and regularly update them on the process and provide opportunities for them to share their input. When clients feel involved and heard, they're less likely to request a lot of changes or extensive changes because they've been part of the design making process and decision making process, and they know what you're working on. They have seen some of your designs. They know what you're working on like right now, and they know what to expect. So effective communication is key to reducing revisions. You know, really consider talking to them all the time. Like, don't let them wait for your finals. They want to see the process. And I know that sometimes they can, you know, sometimes they might not understand it. Of course, I don't want you to show them your sketches. Like if you're working on a logo design and you're all about like one concept, I support that 100% because we provide one concept only. We don't give them options to choose from. They get one logo only, but that's only because we do the brand strategy that I talked about, because brand strategy allows us to truly understand who my clients are, what they're looking for, who their clients are, who that logo is actually for, because that logo that we designed in my branding agency is not for our client, but for my client's clients. I hope that this was easy to understand, but packaging design as well, website design as well. Like nothing is truly for the client who hires you, but for their customers, clients, buyers, you know, like for people who are going to use their products or services. And that is something that we have to educate our clients on, because sometimes they're too much into their business and they see everything subjectively instead of objectively, instead of, you know, saying, oh, yes, this logo or this website or this flyer will work for my business. They tell you, oh, I don't like it. Or my wife thinks this and that and that, you know. So we have to really have an effective communication with them. We have to educate them. It's on us. It's not on them. And often designers would say like, oh, I have a bad client. And yes, we all have bad clients from time to time. But again, it's on you to educate them. So now when we are already talking about effective communication, that really is the key to reducing revisions. Practice active listening when clients provide feedback. And feedback is not always bad. We see it as like, oh, I have to make changes. This feedback is not what I thought it's going to be. But let me tell you that I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, we were working on a skincare line, and I loved the logo that my brand designer within my branding and design agency designed for our client. And when we sent that to her, to our client, she came back with a feedback like, I don't think that's it. It just doesn't fit the personality of the brand. We don't like it. My husband, this and that. And I was just like, oh my God, this is a mess. We have a bad client. We shared the whole process, but we still end up with a major revision, which is basically, I don't like it. I want it from the beginning. But the problem was that she just didn't understand it and didn't see it. However, I told her, okay, we will provide one more logo design, but let's talk about it first. Like, tell me exactly what logos do you like and what logos you don't like. And then she shared those with me. And then I explained to her why the logos that she likes are not going to be the right for her target audience. Once she understood that, we were able to go back to the first logo design, to the logo design that we designed for her. And she said, yes, that's it. That is the perfect logo design for my agency, for my company, for my skincare line. And you were right. Yes. So I needed to educate her. So I had to like even provide like visual explanations. You know, we can imagine how things are going to look like because we are designers, we are creatives, and we've been in this for so long, but clients cannot. So sometimes we even need to like implement like 3D mockups presentations in order for them to truly understand our designs. So, you know, make sure you understand their concerns, ask clarifying questions, and really take notes. Like, this demonstrates that you're willing to help them. You want to address their concerns like more accurately in subsequent like design iterations. Like, you want to really help them get to the next level. And again, like, use visuals as well. You can even show them like examples. This is like the type of websites I've designed in the past. This is what we can work on like when working on your project and things like that. Like, you really want to educate your clients on the design process and the impact of like those designs to their customers, clients, or buyers. So, long story short, to reduce the number of revisions in your design business, you would need to really understand your clients, what they're looking for, who that design is really for, if it's a logo or a website, flyer, poster, business cards, whatever it is, who their ideal client is, and then also understand their mission, vision, core values, their brand personality, and then go from there. Then the next step is really having the mood boards and style guides so that you set the design note or design tone at the early stage and then share process with your clients. That way you're reducing the number of revisions. So yeah, that's everything I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Aventiv Academy, and I'll see you there. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit AventivAcademy.com. See you next time.